Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio episode. I'm the host, the Rough Rider. We are, after all, the gold standard in podcasting. Tonight's topic: Trump won't necessarily be elected by the Electoral College on December the 19th. Let's get right to it. No, Hillary has now compiled nearly a 2.7 million vote lead in the popular vote. She has a 48.2% to 46.2% lead, a substantial 2 percentage point lead. Solid. There are also 8 electoral votes as of now, tonight, that are indicating that they will not endorse Trump. If you remember now, Trump has 306 electoral votes. You need 270. So he has 36 over the bare minimum of 270. Now subject these 8 D factors, and he's left with less than 300, 298. And Hillary continues to increase her lead every single day in the popular vote, every single day. And it's very likely that by December the 19th, when the college, Electoral College meets, she'll have attained a 3 million vote and even beyond vote margin. Trump has already demonstrated that even post-election, he is every bit as erratic as he has been before. He's surrounding himself with clearly defined white power nationalists. His cabinet picks amount to nothing more than blind loyalty and fealty to him with no real discernible qualifications. Ben Carson for Housing and Urban Development, give me a break. He's a brain surgeon. Trump's colossal business conflicts are still not being dealt with. Conflicts of interest will crop up in every continent on this planet. He's already got China up in arms with the most ill-advised, impulsive, spur-of-the-moment phone call to Taiwan, which is technically still part of mainland China. Not to mention that his recent tweet regarding Hillary's popular vote margin as nothing more than millions of illegal votes, that's wholly unsubstantiated as usual. It is now up to the Electoral College, which meets on December the 19th, all 538 of them. Then there is the issue of the popular will. With a lead in the popular vote that will be in reach of 3 million votes, it can clearly be argued that Hillary has, in fact, captured the popular will. The Electoral College needs to take James Madison's admonitions seriously to vote their conscience when, in their judgment, the nominal winner of the electoral votes is, in fact, ill-equipped to assume the unique duties that are part and parcel of being president of the United States. Temperament, judgment, patience, and most importantly, willingness to accept the full range of advice and intelligence that comes within the executive branch. Donald Trump has shown time and time again, post-election, he is simply not capable of any of these rudimentary expectations. And someone who has attended but 3, yes, a mere 3 national security briefings since the election on November the 8th, a fraction of what prior president-elects have attended. That is the greatest indicator yet that we are dealing with a total. Hillary is deserving of those 270 Electoral College votes to assume the office of the presidency. She garnered far more popular votes, and is by far the most qualified individual ever to have run for the office of the presidency. So do your duty, ladies and gentlemen of the Electoral College. History will not be kind to you if a madman is allowed to slip through the cracks of history. This is the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride and you decide.